You're holding on the last mission of Peites on the base, on the bottom. The Mishnah says, Shnei Gitim, or Shnei Ksubos, if an Isha comes to Beis Din to complain against her ex-husband, showing that she has two Gitim, in other words, she was divorced twice, that means in between they remarried, and then she received the second get, or Shtei Ksubos, she also has two different Ksubos, and one was written before the first get, and the second one was written before the second get. So the lacher is Gravish takes Subis. Then she has now a right to collect two times, since when the husband remarried her, he wrote up a second Suba, so he meant to mechayiv him, to be mechayiv himself a second time, so now he has to pay two Subis. But what about Shteik Subis or Get Echot? Anisha now only has one Get. She was only divorced once, but there were two Subis, as the husband wrote her twice, two times the Ksuba. So lacher is she only receives one of them. Let's say she has two gets. In other words, she was divorced once, then they remarried, and she received a get a second time. But she only has one ksuba from the first time. Or else another case is ksuba uget umisa. Let's say true, she has a ksuba from the first time she was married, and then she received a get, and then they remarried, and now the husband died. So the chura now she has two reasons to collect the ksuba. First of all, she received the get, and secondly, after she remarried, now the husband died, so she has a second reason, the chur, she wants to collect two ksubas. The loch of the Mishnah says is no, but ain a goyve el ksubachas. She only has the right to collect one ksuba. And the reason is why, shaha megaris es ishtoi v'herzira, in a case where a man gave his wife a get, and now he remarries her back. The lacher is, if he does not write a second ksuba, al menas ksuba harishayna machzira. As we're talking about where he did not pay her the ksuba in between, first he gave her a get, and then right away, a while later, before he paid her the first ksuba, he remarried her. So as far as when he remarries her now, he has the first ksuba now. In other words, she's giving up the right to collect the first ksuba, and the ksuba is on herself now, that for the second marriage now, if he gives her a get, or if he dies, he's going to have to pay you that ksuba. Shamagaras es ishta v'chzira al manas ksuba harishayna machzira. Therefore, she only receives one ksuba. The only time she receives two ksubis, that's the first part of the Mishnah, where the husband wrote her two separate ksubis. So then, when he remarried her, he did not remarry her al manas the first ksuba, but since he wrote her up a second one, there we see clearly he wants to be mechayiv himself a second ksuba. Now the Mishnah says, but in the case where she only has one get, and she has two ksubas. In other words, they're only married once, but the husband wrote her up two ksubas, so it says she only collects one. But the Gemara's medayik mashma iboyi b'hai gviya, iboyi b'hai gviya, mashma whichever one of the two she wants to use, she could collect. So the chura leima to have it used to the Rav Nachman, the chura this should be a kashif on Rav Nachman, or mashmuel, the Yom Rav Nachman or mashmuel, because Rav Nachman said over the name of Shmuel, that shnei shtoris hayoytzim bezeach hazeh. The person has two shtoris, the exact same chayif or like here. The isha has two ksubas. One was written after the other one. The same thing, the same chayif. And they're only married once here, and she has two ksubas. So Nachman says the story is that bittel sheni yeserishon. The fact he wrote the second one, what he meant to do is bimavatol, make the first one not usable. Says so. Why is the Mishnah mashma? She could collect whichever one she wants. Why is that true? The chur she should only be able to collect the second ksuba, not the first ksuba. The difference is when does she mona from mishabodim? Does she collect mishabodim from the zman, the date of the first ksuba, or from the date of the second ksuba? So chur she mashma according to Rav Nachman, she could only collect from the second ksuba. And why is the Mishnah mashma know whichever one she wants she could use? Tomorrow answers. Lavit Merlot, didn't we learn on this already? That Amar Rav Papa, Umayde Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman agrees, the Yosef Beidiklo Letaisvus Kosway, that in the second star, when the second Subi writes, he adds a little bit more, even one more palm tree more than it said in the first star, so he does not mean to be Mavatol, to take away the first star, he only means to add a second one. In other words, he's giving her a choice. If she wants to use the first Ksuba, she could collect it from the Siman of that Ksuba, even though it's less there. And if she wants to, she could use the second ksuba, even though the zman is a later zman, but she'll get more, she'll get a taisvus. So that's why he wrote the second ksuba. So hochinam, I tell you here now, Mishnah also the same thing. B'daisef lo, we're talking about he already added more into the second ksuba than there was the first ksuba. since he added more to the second ksuba than the first ksuba, therefore we say what he meant to do is, he meant to give her a choice, whichever one of the two ksubas she wants to use, she could use. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa like this. Let's say Nisha comes to Bezda now, that she wants to collect two ksubas. She has two reasons. First of all, she has a get, so because of that, she has a right to accept receive a ksuba. And then they were remarried, and now her husband died. So she has a second reason to collect a ksuba, because the husband died. So Gemara says like this. Im get koidim l'ksuba. If the get is written before the ksuba, so the pshat is then this ksuba was written after the get, it's like he'd been mechayev himself a second time, then goyvish tei ksubas. Then she has a right, true, to collect two times the ksuba. Because he didn't just remarry her amanas the first ksuba, because he went ahead and wrote up a second ksuba after the get. But what about ksuba kedemes get? Let's say this ksuba that she has is the first ksuba that was written before she received the first get. Then we say, no, ain't a goy ve'elu ksuba achas. She only has the right to collect one ksuba. And the klal is why? Shehamagaris es ishtoy ve'achzira. In the case we give your wife a get and then you remarry her back, Almanas ksuba harishayin hachzira. You remarry her, almanas to pay you only the first ksuba. To get like she's meichel the first ksuba. She didn't collect it yet, and she's meichel it. You're remarrying her now. You only mechayv yourself that if you give her a get, or if the husband dies, he'll have to give her only one ksuba. Here also, if the ksuba was written before the first get, then she only gets one ksuba. And the Mishnah says, Vaita, koton shesi yoviv. A koton, young boy, that his father married him off. In other words, midiraisa, the kedushin is not chal at all, and even midirabonim, this kedushin is not chal. But he got married and he wrote his wife a ksuba. Is ksubosa kayems. We say later when he grows older and becomes a gadol, and he still stays married with his wife, so it's like he's making kedushin then really, he still marries almanas the first ksuba. Shalmanas ken kaima, he's keeping her with the tanoim of the first ksuba. Therefore, we still look at the first ksuba. What about ger shen is gairo ishta imoi? Let's say you have two people, a goy and a shiksa, they were first married together, and then both of them now became a Jew, a mizgayer, and they're staying, they're remarried now. So halacha is ksubosa kayemis. In the case where they wrote a ksuba at the beginning, that chiyuv is still here now. Sha'amanas ken kaima. They still stayed married, al das, the first ksuba. Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Leshanu ela mono masayim. That they only have a right to keep the mono, the actual mono, the masayim, the ikara ksuba. Let's say the first ksuba, the katan wrote his wife, had an extra amount. That extra amount does not apply. Later when it becomes a gadol, if he does not write it over again, the extra amount does not apply. Only the ikara ksuba applies. And who are din by a ger? But this is Rav Huna shita. Rav Yehuda says, afilu tosefes yeshla, no. Even the extra that he added when he was a katan, later when it becomes a gadol, even if he doesn't write the ksuba over again, still he means to mechayev himself the first amount of money. And we'll soon see, we're going to shlug up Rav Yehuda. Meisra, we have a kasha. It says in the Tosefta that chichu, in the case where he was a katan first, or also was a ger, a goy, and then become a ger, chichu, if they added on to the new ksuba, now they made something new, no, tell us mashe chichu. Then she takes what he added on. So the Chura Tzadik chichu in, loy chichu loy, that they only have a ksuba if they added, made a new one. But mashe, if they weren't mechadash anything new, the old ksuba doesn't apply anymore. So it's Chura Tzakasha kwan to both of them, Tzakasha on our whole Mishnah. That our Mishnah says, yes, the first ksuba is still here. So Mor says, Eima said like this, Af mashe chichu, even what he added, he also gets. But the original amount, that he always gets. For the more Boloi Tonyoch, it doesn't say like this. It says, chichu no telus mashe chichu. If they added something new later, then they get what they added. But loy chichu, if they did not add, mashma they don't get. So Gemara says, it means like this. And loy chichu, if they did not add anything later, then it says clearly the pshati the psula goyva masayim or the amona mona mashm all they receive is only the ikarak suba not the tesis ksuba. So chura to yufta the Rav Yehuda, it's a kasha and Rav Yehuda chura to raya to Rav Huna. But that the Mishnah says the first ksuba is still here, all it means is the ikarak suba, the 100 or the 200. But the extra, if the mechadi shouldn't write it over again later, good. If they don't do it over again later, then they do not get. So chura, it's not like Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda masnitsa natisei. Rabbi Yehuda made his mistake from Al Mishnah, the way he learned Shan Al Mishnah. He thought that our Mishnah means to say Ksubosa Kayemis. That the Mishnah says that the first Ksuba is still here. Mashm, he learned Akula Milsakoi. It goes on the whole Ksuba. Even the Tosis Ksuba is also still here. And the Gemara says Belohi, but really it's not right shot. Aika Ksuba Koi. All that our Mishnah means to say is that the first Ksuba is still here just means the Ikara Ksuba, the 100 or the 200. But the Tosis Ksuba, that depends. If he adds on again later, good. If he does not add on again later, then the first Tosis does not apply later on. Now the Mishnah says, Mi shohoya nosui shtei noshim. Somebody that was married, two wives, he had two wives. Umes, and then the husband died. So locher is, both wives want to come now and collect their ksuba from the yorshim. So locher is, horishoyno kodemus lishniya. The first wife, since her ksuba was written up first, she has a chayv like first. She has a right to come and collect first the ksuba. As we're talking about, let's say there's not enough money left over for both ksubas. So the first wife, she has a right to collect first. For Yorsha Yorishoina, Kodvin Yorsha Shniya, the same thing, let's say now the wives die, and her kids come to Yarsha and her ksuba. It's the same thing, the kids of the first wife has a right to collect the ksuba before the second one collects for the second mother. What about Noses Yorishoina? Let's say a man married one wife, Umes, and she died. So locher is now that she dies, right now they do not collect any ksuba. A ksuba is only either when the husband gives his wife a get, or else when he dies. But if she dies, there's no ikra ksuba. But there is a locher we had before, ksuba as the bon and dichrin. That means when her husband dies, then the kids go to Yarshin, so her kids, the first mother's kids, first wife's kids, they Yarshin her ksuba more than the other brothers Yarshin the other. That's called Ksuba's Bona Dichrin. So let's see. So it says in the Mishnah that Noses Rishoni married his first wife. Umes, and she died. So right now there's no Ksuba. Noses Shniya, then he married his second wife. Umesu, and now the husband died. So Halacha is Shniya v'yorsheha koidimin l'yorsheha Rishoni. The second wife, now that the husband died, the second wife, she has a right to collect the Ksuba. And she's like a Baal Chayv. And even if she dies now, her Yorshil, her kids come and collect her ksuba. So they have a right to collect her ksuba first, because they're like a Baal Chayv. But the Chur, the Mishnah's Mashma, after they collect the ksuba, now the Yorshil Harishayna, the kids of the first wife, they come and say, before they divide up the husband, the father's property equally between the other sons, they have a right to say, ksuba's bona dichrin, that we are the sons of the first wife, and we have a right to get her ksuba. So that's called Ksuba's Bona Dichrin. So the Mishnah says the Chiddush that first the second wife collects her Ksuba or her Yorshim, and then the Yorshim, the first wife, come and collect the Ksuba's Bona Dichrin. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this, Mi Diktor Mi Horishoina, Koidemus Lishniya, in the first case of the Mishnah, where a man had two wives, and then he died. So it says the first wife has a right to collect her Ksuba first. So it says the Lashon of Koidemus, if she's only Koidem, she comes first. For like Katana, the Mishnah does not say Horishayna Yeshla, V'yashni Yeinla. The Mishnah didn't say a strong lashon to say only the first wife has the right to collect and not the second one. In other words, again, we're talking about where there's not enough money for both ksubas. There's only enough for one. The Mishnah does not say a strong lashon that the second one cannot take it. So Mechlal, and this should be a proof, the Kodem or Shniya V'tofsa, even though L'chadchila, the first one has a right to take, but let's say the second wife comes fast and grabs the money, Halacha would be loy nafkini minor, that Tfisa would help and we would not take it away from her. Shemar Minif, this would be a proof that that in the case of a Baal Chayv Mucher, again where two people come to Ruvain and say you owe us money, and each one has a shtar, so usually the one that has a shtar early has a right to collect. Let's say the second one though comes and grabs the money first, the Gova, the Halacha would be Masha Gova Gova, even though he wasn't supposed to do it, but now that he did it, he's allowed to keep it. Chorat should be a proof in our Mishnah, because the Mishnah only says Lashon of Koidemis, she has a right to go first, but Mashka, the second one, grabs it, they have a right to keep it. So Gemara says, maybe no. L'yoylo meimaloch, really I'll tell you, Mashe gova lo gova. It could be if the second one comes and grabs it first, nothing doing. She has to give it back. Says so, oh my Koidemis, what does the Mishnah mean to say the first one is only Koidem, becomes first? So Gemara says, what it means to say is, Lagamri Katani. It means completely, 100%. And kiratzanam, like we also learned halacha like this, the Gemara Babasa that says that the ben kredim labas, in the case where the father dies and he left over his son and a girl, so halacha is the son yarshin, the said lashin ben kredim labas, the son comes first, even though there we know that if the girl grabs the Yerusha, it's nothing doing. The bas has no din Yerusha, but makam ben. So you see, even though it says lashon of kodem, it doesn't mean that the second one grabs it is okay. It means the first one is legamri, completely first, and even the second one grabs it, nothing doing. So maybe that could be pshat in our Mishnah. So therefore, there's no proof. And ikad the amri, someone has said the lashon is like this. The first gemara is medayik mi the loiketoni. Since the Mishnah does not say im kod moshni yivatovsa ein moitzin, since the Mishnah does not say clearly if the second one grabs it, we do not take it out of a hand. Mechlal it's approved di kod moshniya. If the second one does grab it, vitovsa, if she comes first and grabs it, mafkinim, no, we would take it away from her. Since the Mishnah does not say this chiddush that we don't, so the churish ma'amin if there it should be a proof. That bal choiv mucha, when you have a later bal choiv with a later shtar shekoda v'gova, if he goes fast and grabs the money before the first one gets it, mashagova legova, what he grabbed does not help, he has to give it back. That's the right from our Mishnah. Since the Mishnah did not say that the second one grabs it, it helps. Gemara says maybe no, there's no proof in our Mishnah. Lo yerlam, really, I'll tell you, emloch, I'll tell you, mashagova gova. It could be if the second wife comes fast and grabs the money first for aksuba, she has a right to keep it. So why did the Mishnah say this? Because I did the Tani, since the Mishnah says at the end that Shniya v'yorsheha kaidmim liyorsha rishayna, since it says in the end of the Mishnah where there's a case of Ksubas bona dichrin that the second wife, since by her the husband died first, so she is like a bal chayiv, she has a right to collect the Ksuba, and there, like Rashi speaks out, for sure the first one can't grab it because the second one is a bal chayiv. And the first one, Ksubas Bonadichon, like we'll soon see, like we learned before, is the Yerusha de Kalocha. So therefore, here for sure, the second one has a right to get it and not the first one. So since it used a Lashon like this, Tani Nami, it says also in the beginning of the Mishnah, the same type of a Lashon. Tani Nami, Harishayna Kedamat Lashniya. That's why at the beginning of the Mishnah, it just says a simple Lashon, that the first one comes first. But it could be it's a real strong lashon to say that if the second one grabs it first, nothing doing, she would have to give it back. So therefore, for now, Mishnah, we have no proof what would be the halacha. Now, the sefer of the Mishnah says, Nosasa Rishoyna. Again, where the husband first married one wife, and the wife died. And then he married a second wife, and then he died. So now that he died, the sons of the first wife and the second wife are both by coming to collect the ksuba. The sons of the first wife are coming to collect their mother's ksuba. That's the tanai of ksubas bona dichrin, which is halacha like Yerusha. We look as if they're yarshning the father. Now instead of usually all the sons yarshin equally, they have a right to get special the amount of money that their mother's ksuba was. Now the second wife, since the husband died first, she has a right to collect the ksuba. When she collects her ksuba, it's not a Yerusha de kalocha, that's a regular balchay. That's cool. The sons now have to pay the mother haksuba. So the Mishnah says that the second wife, she has a right first to get haksuba, because that's the bal chayiv. And once the yorshim pay off the bal chayiv, then when they go to make a yerusha, then it's mashma from the Mishnah that the first sons come and say, we want to get the value of our mother's haksuba over the rest of the yerusha. So when we go to make the yerusha, first we take what was belonging to our mother. And then if there's any property left over, the rest of it we yashin equally. So Gemara says, Shema Mina Tlas. From our Mishnah, we have a proof to three halachas. Shema Mina, first of all, we have a proof that in this case of Achas Bechayov, Beyachas Bemoisoy, at the case of our Mishnah, where a husband had two wives, and one died in his lifetime, and the second one, he died in her lifetime. That's called Achas Bechayov, where the first wife dies first, and then the husband dies. After his death, that's when she dies. So in such a case, it's a raya that yesh lehen ksubas bona dichrin. There is the halacha that the kids of the first wife have a right to collect their mother's ksuba, ksubas bona dichrin. True, the Mishnah says the second wife collects her ksuba first. But after she collects her ksuba, then it's mashma, the first one's kids, collects their mother's ksuba. Now what's the chiddush here? That v'loy chashinu, we should not be afraid, li'entsuyei, to to say that now the kids are going to argue. And Rashi explains, because usually the case of Ksubas Bon and Dichrin is in a case where the husband had two wives and both of them die. So now when the father dies, the kids of both mothers are both coming to Yashin their mother's Ksuba. The difference is that one's Ksuba was worth $1,000 and one Ksuba was only worth $500. So true, one kid, well, one gets more than the other. But our kopon and both of them are getting Yerusha of their mother's Ksuba. That's good. But over here, with the second wife, outlived the husband, so those kids, they're not getting any Yerusha of their mother. Not that they collect their mother's Ksuba, that's like a Baal Chayv. But after they pay up the Chayv, now Bataris Yerusha, only the first kids are collecting their mother's Ksuba. So maybe we should be afraid there's going to be arguments here now, that the second kids are saying it's not fair that Bataris Yerusha, you're inheriting our father, you're getting more than us. Kamashmalah, no, we don't say that. Lamaisa, the reason why they're getting it, because that's the takana of Ksubas Bon and Dichrin. So those kids, the first ones, the first wife kids, has a right to collect the Ksuba. So that's the proof in our Mishnah. So Gemara says, Mimai, what's the proof? Midiktoni, because the Mishnah says, a lashon of Shniya v'yosheha koidmin l'yosha rishayna. It just says the second wife collects a Ksuba first, before the first one. So the diak is miktamu dekadami. Mashma, the second wife, or those kids, they come first. That's all. They collect their mother, or the mother herself collects her ksuba first, because we're saying she's like a bal chayv. Because when the father died, the father owes the mother the ksuba. That's a chayv. But let's say after the second one collects a ksuba, there is still money left over that belonged to the father. Shakli, mashma, then the first ones do come to collect. They do get the Ksubas Bon and Dichrin, and we're not afraid to say, maybe they'll come to fight, we shouldn't give it to them. That's the proof in our mission. That's one proof, one halacha. Ushma mina, another halacha is like this. Ksuba nasis moisa lechaverta. The fact that the second wife is collecting her Ksuba, that's considered extra money that now the first kids could collect the Ksubas Bon and Dichrin. And even when they come and collect the Ksubas Bon and Dichrin, they're going to collect everything that's left over. Still, it's all right. Even though we had in the Mishnah before that when kids collect the Ksubas Bon and Dichrin, it's only good if after they collect the Ksuba, there has to be some money left over that belonged to the father. In other words, usually the case we said is where there are two wives and both of them die. And then the husband died. So now that the husband dies, the kids now make Yerusha, divide the property equally. Now there's a Ksuba of both mothers, so saying each one Yashin is their mother's Ksuba. Let's say after they Yashin both the Ksubas, there's no property left over. So then the Rabbanan said there's no Din Ksubas Bon and Dichrin, because we don't want to take away the Din Yerusha Midiraisa. Yerusha is Mashma that the kids, all the kids, Yashin equally. So therefore it's only if after they collect the Ksuba, still there's at least a dinner of money left over, then we say, since later on there'll still be a Yerusha, therefore they could collect the Ksubas Bon and Dichrin. Now here in our Mishnah, the Chiddush is like this. When the second wife, when she comes to collect her Ksuba, the Pshat is like this. It's considered as if the kids Yashin their father, and now there's a Baal Chayv, the mother is a Baal Chayv, saying, listen, I have a right to collect my Ksuba, so the kids have to pay her up a Ksuba. So Rashi explains, it looks as if the kids are already yashin the father's money, and they're giving away, they're paying up the chayv of the second ksuba. So therefore, even later, when the first kids collect the ksubas bon adichrin, there's no money left over after that, still they have a right to collect it. Because since the kids first paid up the second one's ksuba, we look as if the Yerusha took place already. Because ain't the Yerusha gedar lamizu, that they're going to pay up the chayv of the father. Sakta's chiddush again. That Shema Mino, Ksuba, the fact that the kids paid up the second wife's Ksuba, that's Nasa Moisla Chaverta. That's considered as if there was extra money left over even after the first kids collect the Ksuba's Bon Adichrin. Because the Svara is, we want there to be a Yerusha take place. Now, since at the beginning, when they divided up the money to pay the second wife, her Ksuba, that Gufa was the Yerusha. So Mara says, Mimai, where's the proof in our Mishnah? Midoloi Ketani, since our Mishnah does not speak out, they say that, Im Yesha Moise Dinner, why don't the Mishnah speak out? When do the first kids have a right to collect the Ksubas Bon Adichrin? Only if there's an extra dinner left over after they get the Ksuba. Since the Mishnah did not speak this out, Mashmano, even if there's no money left over later, still the kids have a right to collect the ksubas banadichrim. That's the second halacha. Ushma mina, what's the third halacha? The ksubas banadichrim. That the kids have a right to collect their mother's ksuba, again, where the mother died first, and then the husband dies, so the kids of that mother have a right to collect the ksuba, is loitarfim and mishabdi. It's not considered like they're a bal choiv that they could collect from mishabodim, from property the father sold. But rather, like we said, the kids have it in Yerusha only. They only like Yasha and their father. What's the proof? Because if the loch of ksubas bon and dichrim would be that the kids have a right to even collect from the chosim mishabodim, so then they'll be considered like a bal choiv, that they have a right to collect the money. As if to say the father owes it to them. So if so, leisei b'nei rishon of letarfin l'bnei shniya, what does the Mishnah say of the second wife? Or even if she dies later on, her kids, yashin first, get paid up first because they're a bal choiv. Why do they come first? If the first kids, when they're collecting their mother's ksuba, is also a bal choiv dikalocha, so they came first, their mother was married to the husband first, the her ksuba was written first. So if it's only a bal choiv that could collect from mishabodim, the first one should collect first. Since our Mishnah says no, the second one collects her ksuba first. Mashma, the first ones that are collecting with the din of ksubas bon and dichrin, it's a yerusha dikalocha, it's not also bal choiv. Therefore, they do not collect from mishabodim. Therefore, first the bal chayvos come and collect the money that the father owed. And then whatever's left over, then the Yerusha goes that they yarsh and whatever all the other money that's left over. Gemara says now, maskevlo Ravashi. Ravashi asked a question on this. Mimai, what's the proof in our Mishnah? Dilma may be the other name, look, really, I'll tell you. Achas bechayov, viachas bemoisoi, ein lehen ksubas bonadichon. Maybe in this case where the husband married one wife and she died. And then he married a second wife and then the husband died. So since the second wife collects a ksuba, and there's no ding ksubas bonadichon on the second wife, maybe the kids of the first wife maybe do not have a right to collect the ksubas bonadichon. Maybe there'll be arguments. So the Rabbanim were not masakin it. If so, well, my kaidman, what's the lashon of the Mishnah? The second ones come first before the first ones. Mashmino, the first ones do get something. Maybe la nachla, it only means for Yerusha. In other words, after they pay up the second one's ksuba, now all the kids come together to yashin, to divide up equally what the father left over. So all it means is la nachla maybe. But not that they come and collect the ksuba's bonadichrin. Maybe you'll ask me if so. Yorshi Horishain Alomali. What do we have to talk about the Yorshim of the first one for then? What's it got to do with the Yorshi Horishain Alomali? Lechura, we're talking about the kids themselves. Yorshi Horishain Alomali, the Yorshim of the first mother. What do you got talking about the first mother here for? If there's no Ding Subas Bonadichrin, we're only talking about Yashin the father. So what's the Lashon of Yorshi Horishain? What are you going to say they're Yorshim of the first mother? Forget about the first mother. Is they're not Yashim Maturus the mother? They're getting Maturus the father. And this the Gemara says, I did the Tani Shni of Yosher. Since the Mishnah speaks and says the second wife, or her Yorshim, is Tani Naimi Yorshi Yorushena. That's why the Mishnah also says already the Yorshi Yorushena. Really, it's not Lav Davka, the first kids are Yashim from their mother. It could be they have no Ksubas Bon and Dichrin. The only Yerusha, the Mishnah means, is Tam, all the property the father leaves over, now all the kids come together to Yashin equally. Alright, turn over.